Well, I am in the press in the conference of the exopolitic area with a character, a man that you are watching now that became famous because of an interview by the Project Camelot in which he didn't show his face. And now this is the first time. What's your name, please?
My name is Arthur Neumann. It's a German last name, Neumann.
You worked for 30 years in the research area, in very critics area.
Manufacturing, logistics, pretty much every area of government and government contracting, but mostly government. I've held top secret Q clearance for at Livermore Labs, Lawrence Livermore Labs. Mm. I've held secret clearances in aerospace and I've held top secret clearances with certain extensions up until around 2004, working at other agencies, with other agencies.
Can you say which is your specialty?
My speciality is a very general, with a wide spectrum of technologies, technologies, and also coordination, project management, program management, not only with the Department of Defense, working with all the military forces, but also working with other countries' military as well.
For instance, do you know anything about the psychotronic weapons, the electromagnetic weapons?
Yeah, pulsed electronic weapons in general, yes. I've known of their existence and the research that's been done. I've been aware of it. The inside with the research of weapons, of course, since the middle 1970s.
Can you tell us which kind of weapons they have developed and which are the uses of these weapons?
There's so many weapons. Yeah. There was a microwave bomb, the neutron bomb, of course, particle beam acceleration type bombs, so particle beam weapons. Then many different projects along those lines. Then sound weapons using highly focused, directed sounds.
So can you confirm us that this government has weapons in order to harass people, special people, critic people, in order to make them stress it and even make illness?
Oh, definitely. Yeah? Definitely, yes. There's many different technologies that are being used constantly, even in the cities, and as well as just for specific targets as well. So.
This black helicopter that many researchers told us about that is ruling above their homes. Can you confirm that it could be used in this area?
I don't know who's.
What I am talking about. There are several people, researchers.
Many years, black helicopters.
Yes.
Some of them are black helicopters, and some of them look like helicopters, but they're not helicopters.
So what are they?
They're just, I don't know the details on those helicopters. I just know that some of them are just, what do you call it? Kind of cloaked to look like helicopters, but that was years ago, so I don't know what's happening.
What's that in fact?
Surveillance.
Okay.
Surveillance and maybe possibly some abduction type work, but not by aliens.
So you, the scientists that worked in these classified programs, are you conscious of the people who worked with you? Are you conscious that you are working for the bad people, or you just do their job and you forget the use of this work they are going to do?
There are good people working and there are bad people working inside, and there are people who have families that they want to take care of, and so they're trapped in the job because otherwise they have no job, and it's always a battle internally as to whether to resign and have no job or continue And then there's a lot of discussion about that. My intention from the very beginning has been, from the beginning when I was a child, has been to go inside and then learn and then move on and go inside again and learn and move on to another position in different places. So I've never been in one place. The maximum time I've worked for one place was maybe at most 3 or 4 years, 4 years. And then I moved to another job. But I didn't apply for most of these jobs. I never applied or looked for the job. They just telephoned me at random and find me. So,
can you describe us the way it works, this mechanism of classifying? I mean, you work in Los Alamos on Livermore, so that can you describe us, people who doesn't know anything, how these laboratories works, the way they classify the special information.
How they decide what to classify?
Yeah, no, I mean, you are in the kitchen, in the living room with all the scientists. You know what the other ones knows, or you only know a couple of the things?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, for many jobs, almost many jobs, it's always compartments.
That's it.
Because, that's what you focus on. So you have no need to know what's happening somewhere else. You're focused in a certain area. But as time progressed, my compartments expanded with more compartments until the last job I had, there was no compartments at all that I was aware of because of the nature of the work. I had was like on a team where I had to, what we call customers, and the customers included NSA and the other three-letter agencies and four-letter agencies from different countries, plus other customers that don't have any names. That I don't know them by name, I just meet with them. So no compartmentalization was necessary because of what the work I was volunteered for, to work as a small team to filter the information between these different organizations.
Can you explain to us the goal of this project in particular?
That project in particular, the goal was, it was multiple goals, but it was to try and find a way to, for these different groups to communicate and yet respect their privacy, what they don't want between each other, because they don't want to openly share information between each other completely, but to find a mechanism for them to be able to communicate what they want to communicate.
Something
in a
like
safe
a secure intranet, something like that, or
but that too, yes, yeah. But with a filtering. Yeah. So that means that I had to have access to all of their information. So that just happens, you know.
So as long as you know about telecommunications, can you tell us if everybody's worried about the Big Brother? These people, knows everything about us?
Well, you can't hide anything.
Yes?
Right now, we're having the interview. I'm pretty certain that everything is very well documented, you know. It's just a matter of whether they have an interest in it or not, you know. So you don't have any privacy, and especially when in the electronic era, every transaction you do, every phone call, every hotel place you stay, every person you meet, everything, it sounds like a song, is they'll be watching you.
Yeah.
But it's not nothing to fear, you know. This is the important thing, is stop being afraid of everything.
Yeah.
Because that fear is... Today, what we need to focus on is the opposite of fear. It's to look forward and be happy about this baby that I spoke of that's being born, and celebrate the change and realize that there's pain involved in this change. And these black factions and such, these dark operations, they are very weak. They're very weak and powerless.
Really?
Yes, they're very weak. especially if you realize, if you could understand that that we're living in a galaxy full of worlds and people like you and me, basically, that have gone through the same experience as the people here on Earth, the same experience long ago, and this continuing thing, and they already know what's going to happen, but they're watching this change happen now, and they're supporting it and helping gently and quietly behind scenes. And if you are aware of that, then you don't have anything to be afraid of.
Why are you so sure of that?
Because I've met so many of these people.
Tell us.
I've met these people even before I worked. And for other reasons, which I'd rather not explain on video right now, because of where I come from as well.
Where do you come from? But can you tell us if the first contact is close, as they say a lot of people?
The first contact, I think, that's planned is not a real contact. The plan is a fictitious threat. But this fictitious threat, if you see UFOs and they're mechanical or such, the highest probability is that, especially if they look like a threat or an enemy.
Yeah.
Just realize that's only temporary, and they're not from another place, another planet. They are created enemy as part of the government operations.
So you confirm the secret government has these tools?
They have the technology and tools. They've had for a long time.
Yeah.
But I mentioned the report from Iron Mountain, which many people say is just science fiction. It's not science fiction because. That material, the same material, was handed to me in a meeting in Tucson, Arizona in the 1980s.
Directly?
Yeah, directly in a meeting, yes.
A
government meeting that I went to.
You read it.
It was a surprise to me because I didn't know what the nature of the meeting was, but we were flown to Tucson, Arizona and stayed at a hotel room, and then we got together, and at the end of the first meeting, they handed out the report from Iron Mountain, but not in book form, but in paper format. And that's where I first learned of the plans from the RAND Corporation.
You are one of the first person I know that confirms the Iron Mountain inform.
It is. I don't have the paperwork anymore, but it was almost. Close or almost exactly the same thing as in the book that's now in print again.
So for you, the swine flu epidemic is just part of this plan.
I can't say epidemics are natural things. They're natural epidemics, of course, you know. But in my opinion, the swine flu is, in this case, this is a dangerous thing, but it's my opinion only. Mm. My preparation is to take vitamin D3,
D3, 2,000
international units every day, to 5,000. The sun, for certain reasons, the sun converts your skin when it hits your skin into vitamin D3, but because of the nature of the sun now and other factors, that won't work in this case. But for gripe, you call it gripe, or a flu, any kind of flu, vitamin D3 will reduce your chances greatly of getting any kind of flu. So I recommend that as a supplement for other reasons too that have nothing to do with
flu. And the vaccine, do you recommend to
the vaccine. No. And I told my family members not to as well. I told them 2 years ago, 3 years ago, not to do this. On the Project Camelot site, there's some documentation, I believe, that was from long ago that I talked about the flu, and this was before anything came in the news. So I knew this in advance.
You know that the American people, they are telling them, there are some information, some gossips saying that the government is going to
make it obligatory.
To the people to put it, you know?
Yeah, this, of course, is the plan, is to make it obligatory with heavy penalties and fines, you know. But I still won't take it. I will not take the vaccine, especially if it's forced, and I don't take flu vaccines anyway.
Do you think that the secret government has already contact with other extraterrestrial beings, such as the Zeta Reticulian, reptilians, on this kind of stuff?
I don't. When people talk about a secret government, first of all, I'd like to mention that the governments, like when we talk about the level of the president or the royal family or such, they don't have access to this information or knowledge, as far as I know. And this is what, this is what my experience has been, is they only can go through certain levels of security, and then the rest for touring, you know, for this is what we have, you know, and this and that. But so they're not aware of what's happening off world. They have no communication with these people. So when you ask about secret government, I need to know what you mean by secret government.
Who has the power? Kissinger, Rockefeller, who is in charge?
You have power. You're in charge of running the interview, and then. So it's different levels of power and strength of power. I mean, and in each person.
So you don't believe this is well centralized in three persons, something like that. Do you believe this, as there are some people says that there are a couple of people, of several people that has this power concentrated in?
Well, there are people that, there are small groups that meet that do have power. Including one that I mentioned in the Zurich conference that I don't want to mention again, three-letter agency that isn't spoken about very much. But
dealing with satellites and so on,
for instance.
Okay.
But the thing is that ultimately they still, they have their limits as to what power they really have. They want power, and they've been trying to have power for a long time. But in the next few years, they will completely lose all of their power, very shortly.
Why?
Because of all the changes that are taking place and converging now.
So, you know? What's the role of the humankind in this, all this story? This is something like governments and people like here in the Discovery Project in a higher level position, but we, the people, what can we do in this story?
The best thing is very simple. If you have different belief systems, different religions, you need to open up your heart and realize that we're all here together and respect each other's beliefs as best as possible. Understand that we share a common ancestry, not just here, but our whole galaxy.
Yeah.
Our galaxy, we have a common.
Galactic consciousness.
It's the galaxy. Not the universe, but the galaxy. But right now we need to just focus on what happens here on the planet and help each other and stop fighting over my God and your God, you know. It doesn't make any difference. You know?
But do you think some pressure in the streets by the common people could be a pressure to the government in order to disclose the information?
If you want to do something, do it in a non-violent way.
Yeah, of course, of course.
If you have anger, it will support the agendas of the people who are trying to have power over you. But this is a very temporary thing. Mm. All this fighting and all this suppression is temporary. And even if you don't do anything outwardly, the change will still take place. The birth of the new world, not the new world order like Bush, but the new world will still happen very shortly. And you should feel this and be aware of this.
Two short questions just to finish. First one, can you tell us secret technologies that make free ourselves when the secret government fall?
Well, there are technologies, of course, using the Casimir effect or the zero-point energy. That's a definite. I pointed it out in
exist.
Zurich. It's a definite, and this is not even classified information. It's just you need to know where to go to see it. I'm talking about in government. It's not even classified. And neither is gravity shielding, which is similar to anti-gravity, but it's shielding. You take a material and you put it here, something above it, and it lessens it shields the gravitational force. This technology exists, and there are places you can go. You can go to XXX, you know, .lanl.gov, Los Alamos National Labs .gov.
Uh-huh.
Go to that website, XXX.LA, and then do a little search.
Uh-huh.
Dig through their archives, their physics archives.
So we can have flying saucers in a short period of time.
Yeah,
You
can have that. The thing is that we need to balance this, all this technology that is available can become public. We need to first work on the spiritual and the sociological problems.
But where are the plans, the maps to do it, these flying saucers? Do you think it's going to be released such as open source software? Could be a Linux way of creating flying saucers.
It's going to be released from many, many different sources.
Yeah.
Just from people probably in here in the conference even today. There are people who are working on these. Businesses that are coming forward.
Businesses.
Yeah, as their own new businesses.
Ah, okay.
And so it's slowly coming.
Brian O'Leary, for instance, is in this field. Brian O'Leary, friend.
He's in this business. Well, I don't know what he's doing with the machines or anything, but as far as zero-point energy technology in its best form, I could describe it as you can have just a small little box that looks like this and can direct conversion into electrical energy or whatever you want, and there's no moving parts, no mechanical spinning magnets or anything like that. It's so simple that it looks like magic.
Yeah.
And you just do that, and you can power with the correct wiring.
But what's the key of the zero-point energy? What's the key to create it?
How does it work?
Yes.
Well, there are different approaches, but one of them is basically very small layering of materials, almost like a capacitor. Capacitor is manufactured. Small layers of material, and then we're tapping the energy from that. But it's a simple solid state type of technology that can be used.
Does zero point energy has anything to do with argon energy?
I don't know anything about organic energy.
No.
I mean, I've seen it, and I don't have any experience with it.
Okay. The other question was about the Obama administration. Do you expect anything positive about these issues we are commenting about the?
I've been up and down with my feelings about Obama. You know, so I don't know. It's really not Obama. I don't think. I think it's just what happens with this world as a whole is really almost a natural event. Events are happening, and it's not a matter of whether someone makes a decision in office to release information. This is all happening very naturally.
Yeah.
You know, it's not any decisions.
We don't need the government to release the information.
No, you don't need the government to release the information.
I'm very agree with you. No, we don't have to ask for the government to do it.
And don't expect the government to have any information to release to you. Because the governments, like I was talking about, the governments don't have this information to release. So this information is already in the public domain. It's just coming, it's like flowers growing out of out of the soil, you know, it's blooming everywhere.
We have internet, you know? Just put in action the people.
And also, you know, great inventions and things in the past have been discovered simultaneously in different places on the planet. Mm. How is this possible? Mm. It's because it's happening in a different dimension, from a different dimension. And this is how this information is released. It's not released through government.
The information is in internet, just for finishing the interview. Do you think they are going to close the freedom in the internet? Can they do it?
Well, they can attempt to, and they can shut it down. But there may be a period of time where the internet may slow down a lot. Mm. But then we're talking about who are they? Yeah. You know, so the internet was originally structured so that you cannot shut it down. Yeah. You know, but it may slow down. That's all. Mm. Slow down to a crawl.
Uh-huh.
And so think about alternative ways of communication. But a new form of communication will come in a few years. Well, you won't need internet anymore anyway.
Which one? Telepathy.
Something like that.
Ah, that's it.
And
that's it.
And people will just—it will be a natural thing too.
Heart communication.
Yes,
no?
And that's what—that's what's happening at the conferences. People will experience this. You know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you so much for your information. For your brave. Yeah.
Turn off your
courage.
Television. Turn off your television.
Okay, I will do it.